It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In China, uncertainty still surrounds the fate of dissident Chun Guangcheng. He remains in a hospital receiving treatment after his dramatic escape from house arrest to the U.S. Embassy. Chun says he's had positive indications that he will be able to apply for a passport to study in the United States. At the same time, he remains under the control of the security apparatus in China. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, many of his supporters are being punished for their part in his escape.
Security rings the hospital where Chun Guangcheng remains as the wheels of diplomacy crank around him. This morning, he told NPR he's confident he will be able to leave China for the U.S. He says he was visited yesterday by a government official. He took details of the abuses suffered by the blind, self-trained legal activist who'd exposed forced abortions by local officials. The government, he was told, has given its word.
He said the central government has made its position clear, so there's no problem. They will help us. But the time frame is not known.
But Chun says U.S. diplomats have been prevented from seeing him, though they have spoken on the phone and met his wife. He hasn't been allowed any visitors apart from family. And he's still fearful for relatives back in his village, especially nephew Cheng Kegui, who's now in police custody. A lawyer who tried to help his nephew, Liu Weiguo, told NPR his movements have been restricted and he fears other repercussions.
My law career will definitely be influenced. Once you have a record like this, it influences all kinds of things. I don't think there's any rule of law in China. In China, the most serious violations of the law are committed by the authorities, including the police, the prosecutors, and the courts.
Other supporters are paying the price too. At least one is under house arrest, having been badly beaten. Others are under increased surveillance. These include He Peirong, also known as Pearl He. This video was a big influence on her back in February last year. It was an appeal by Chun Guangcheng detailing the conditions of his house arrest. After seeing it, she devoted herself to his cause. She was instrumental in his escape. After he dodged guards to leave his house, he got in touch with her, and she drove 6 hours from Beijing to pick him up. She told NPR that until that point, she'd never even met Chun before.
What he suffered is more than what I suffered, so I don't regret it. When other people asked him for help, he did what he could. He believed when he was in trouble, other people would help him. I couldn't let such a person become disappointed in his friends and in society.
She was detained for 1 week after his escape, but she's not willing to talk about that. Despite everything, she told NPR, she doesn't regret helping.
Up till now, my judgment has been correct. He's almost crystal clear. He's so transparent and warm. It was the right thing to help him.
Chun's treatment now appears to highlight differences within the Chinese government over how to handle his case. Some officials have expressed support, but he remains under the control of the security forces. One U.S.-based political commentator, Chen Po Kong, believes China's hardliners, who control internal security, have been manipulating his situation.
At the hospital, they used all kinds of ways to psychologically terrorize Chun and make him change his mind, like strange phone calls and not letting his friends in or his wife out and cutting off his telephone. It's a display of the domestic power struggle.
He believes the hardliners wanted to stymie the initial agreement, partly to damage ties with the U.S. They also, he says, want to justify their big budget for internal security. If Chen is a pawn in an internal power struggle, as many fear, that could mean a wider crackdown against activists and possibly a protracted disagreement about if and when Chen can leave China. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.